You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to Poet Laureate Oscar Morales about his journey to becoming Madison's Poet Laureate.
First, the pharmaceutical company Pfizer says it will block the use of its drugs for capital punishment.
More than 20 drug companies have adopted similar restrictions. With Pfizer joining that list, there are no more open market options for states looking for lethal injection drugs.
That leaves states that use the death penalty scrambling to find supplies and looking to other methods to carry out their executions.
Megan McCracken joins us now to talk about the impact of Pfizer's decision. She's the Eighth Amendment Resource Counsel with the University of California School of Law's Death Penalty Clinic. Megan, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why have Pfizer and other drug companies blocked their drugs for use in these capital punishment lethal injections?
Well, when we look back years and years, we see that the pharmaceutical companies have been telling the states since as early as 2001 that they don't want their products used in this way, that they make products to heal people, to promote health, and not to end lives. But it's only more recently, since 2011, that pharmaceutical companies have taken more effective concrete steps to actually prevent departments of corrections from getting their drugs. And so the policy has always been there. It's just that more recently they have put what they call restricted distribution systems in place to actually stop the states from purchasing the drugs.
So why now? Did they just figure out how to do this? Or has public pressure and the risk of public outcry, I guess, about the use of their products and capital punishment been driving this?
I think it's an increase in knowledge and information. So as the pharmaceutical companies became specifically aware, not just that drugs that they make are being used, but that their drugs were being used, you know, that was an impetus. And as information travels more quickly and becomes more available, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are big brand names. And so they have stakeholders, and they have brand images and bottom lines to protect. And so, you know, they're taking these steps as business decisions in the best interest of their brand names.
And you mentioned the information is out there. In some cases, that information, at least in a lot of states, is hard to get. States are not forthcoming about the source of the drugs they use in lethal injections. What are we seeing out there?
That is certainly a consequence that we are seeing, that as pharmaceutical companies have made their drugs unavailable to departments of corrections for this use, states have responded by passing laws to make the information about how they get their drugs, exactly what the drugs are, increased amounts of information surrounding execution procedures. They're making that confidential and unavailable. And that's, it makes it very difficult for the public, for the courts, and for condemned prisoners to really know how an execution is going to proceed, like exactly what drug will be used, who made it, how did the state get it. Information like that is increasingly difficult to impossible to get.
Given that that information is, as you say, difficult to impossible to get, what do we know about how states have been reacting as more and more companies take their drugs off the table for lethal injection?
Sure. So we know that some states are using phenobarbital, that they are sourcing from compounding pharmacies. Other states could be doing that, but for unrelated and various reasons haven't been carrying out executions. So it's possible that if these states resume executions, they also could go to compounding pharmacies. But beyond that, you know, again, because of the secrecy, we often have no information about how states are getting their drugs or exactly what those drugs are. Additionally, we have seen some states attempt to import unapproved drugs from overseas. That is actually not legal under federal law, but we have seen those efforts. And then we've seen some states looking to older methods, to bring back older methods that have been phased out, and bringing those in as alternatives, sort of just in case they're unable to get execution drugs.
Yeah, did I see at one point the federal government, federal law enforcement, had impounded one of those attempts to import these lethal injection drugs in a state?
Right. So several years ago, many states imported thiopental from overseas, from England and also from, from India. And federal agents went around and arranged for the transfer of those drugs. More recently, Texas and Arizona attempted to import the same drug from India, and when the drugs arrived to the port of entry, they were held, which is what federal law requires. So that was not really a surprise, given that the law says that such drugs shall not enter the country. There's no discretion there.
Talking to Megan McCracken from the University of California School of Law's Death Penalty Clinic. A major drug company, Pfizer, has added its name to the list of companies to say they will not allow their products to be used in lethal injections on the death penalty, basically the last company on the list. Megan, lethal injection, I think, became the main mode of capital punishment some time ago because it was viewed as, I guess, a more humane alternative to an electric chair or a firing squad. What we've seen in recent years, are people still making that argument?
People are, and I think the problem is, one major problem is that for many, many years, every prisoner who was executed by lethal injection was paralyzed. And so it was a procedure that would look entirely humane no matter what was actually happening. And so more recently, we have seen evidence of many botched executions where the prisoners are struggling, writhing, and displaying signs of pain and suffering. And so increasingly, if the prisoner is not paralyzed, we see that sometimes the execution works as planned, but sometimes it does not.
And a lot of the argument here over the use of particular combinations of drugs centers around the idea that, as you say, in these botched cases, it's a cruel and unusual punishment. At the same time, that's been an argument against the death penalty itself, whatever the form. How do you tease out that argument?
Well, they really look at different issues. So certainly both arguments exist, but the larger argument related to the death penalty writ large being unconstitutional touches on many different factors, including, its overall unfairness that is racially biased, that innocent people are sentenced to death and executed, and that there's no rhyme or reason to who receives a death sentence. There are many different claims related to that larger argument about capital punishment in general, as compared to the more specific argument that a particular method or procedure would violate the Eighth Amendment as specifically, for creating pain and suffering.
So where are we now with all these companies taking their products off the market? Are we seeing, in effect, a de facto end to capital punishment in some states as they have no way to carry out their current mode of capital punishment?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. We really haven't seen a state say at this point, we're not carrying out executions because we can't get drugs. We've certainly seen states prepare for that, so they have put some plans in place or they have complained and said this might happen. But we haven't seen it happen yet, and so we'll have to see what plays out as now that Pfizer has made its drugs unavailable, and there really is sort of an industry-wide voice saying we don't want our products used this way, whether that will translate to the states struggling to actually get drugs, I think remains to be seen.
Now, Wisconsin is not a state with a death penalty currently, but the federal government does have capital punishment. We've seen in Massachusetts the Boston Marathon bombing. That was an issue there. What's the federal government doing? Not that they're doing a lot of executions, but do they have a plan in place?
They do not. They have lethal injection litigation going on, and the government has announced that it's working on a new protocol and will be announcing it. So they're working on defining new procedures now.
We'll leave it there for now. Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's law expert Megan McCracken talking about the impact of the drug company Pfizer's new decision to block its drug from being used in lethal injections.